man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Welcome to the show, folks. And I'll tell you, this promises to be quite a show. This is the Trump Phenomenon on September 19th, 2017. I'm James Kelso with you live from North Dakota. Paul Fromm, live from Canada, with us also. Paul, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we may be joined by our astute East Coast analyst, George, before the show's over. But I'll tell you what, we will not have enough show to cover all of the, as my peers used to say in the 1960s when I was growing up, the groovy things that have happened in the last 24 hours. And they are really nice things. Some of them. Donald Trump spoke today at the United Nations, a walloping good speech, a tremendous speech. And words were spoken to the assembled, stunned leaders of every nation on earth that have never been spoken to them before. Never.
Good.
I mean, oh, and you had to watch the face on the ambassador from Venezuela as his dictator got smacked down. Then you had to watch the face on the ambassador from North Korea, who was probably figuring out where he would ask for asylum rather than go back to Pyongyang for his execution after Donald Trump smacked down his dictator. And Paul, I'm sure you've already heard this. I think everybody in the world's heard it. Donald Trump addressed Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man.
Oh, no, that's kicking butt.
Yeah, I mean, with a straight face, he referred to him as Rocket Man. And it was just beautiful. Then he took on Cuba. He gave Cuba's dictators a tongue lashing. He stomped on the Iranian government, which he called a sham democracy. Who else did he give a thumping to? And then he referred to a whole bunch of people. He said, oh, this was a great moment. He said, we have a human rights commission here in the United Nations, upon which the United States has a seat. And he says, and we have people on that commission whose nations do not respect human rights at all. Now, I'm not wording it as well as Donald Trump did, but when he said that, the camera, whoever was controlling the camera, went to the faces of the very disconcerted members of the Zimbabwe delegation. And they had to be thinking what they were going to say to Robert Mugabe when they got back to their dictatorship. But it was just wonderful, folks. Donald Trump was in fantastic form, and the anxieties of yesterday utterly alleviated by this speech. And we learn that the probable writer of this speech was Stephen Miller, the same Stephen Miller who, well, when I say wrote it, he's credited with advising on the speech. So I don't want to make it sound as if Donald Trump was reading a Stephen Miller piece, and I don't think he was. But this speech had all the characteristics of the Kaczynski Square speech that Donald Trump delivered in Warsaw in July before the G20 summit. This was a towering speech, and Stephen Miller, on loan, or I guess given to the Trump staff by Jeff Sessions. Stephen Miller was Jeff Sessions' top advisor. Anyway, that's some of the really good news. More really good news. I'm turning my pages here. I have different pages of the good news. We'll get to here. I want to play for you the Rocket Man quote from the UN today. That was wonderful. More good news. The rally in Huntsville. Oh, this is looking good. It is now set for Friday. And important announcement. Those of you able to attend this, you need to get tickets. You can get them. I verified you can get tickets right now. Let's see. What should I tell you how to find them online? Search. Do a Google search on Donald Trump Huntsville rally tickets. Just search on that, and you'll be taken to an Eventbrite website. Also, you can go off of the Luther Strange for Senate website, where you can find a link to the Eventbrite.com, where tickets are free. There will only be 5,000 tickets issued, we are told. It will be at the Von Braun Center in downtown Huntsville, Friday at 7 p.m. Central Time, which means it'll be ongoing right when we're on the air in this show. This is going to be some kind of show coming up Friday. Donald Trump himself may be speaking as we are on the air, or he may have just finished speaking. This is going to be tremendous. The event, 7 to 9 p.m. We're on, Paul, 8 to 9 p.m. Wow. You couldn't plan it any better. But you want to get tickets, folks. Here's why I'm saying this. The Roy Moore supporters, and I've got good news there in a moment, the Roy Moore supporters need to get tickets and get into this event. And they need to do that before the Luther Strange supporters gobble up all the tickets. That's what you want to avoid. Since there are only 5,000 of them, I don't know. Well, you can bet, you can count on the fact that the Luther Strange team has emailed all of its people and is telephoning all of its people. Come on, get tickets now. Go, 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 get tickets. Well, they're available right now. So the Roy Moore people need to get tickets right now. If you know somebody who's in the area, somebody who wants to drive to Huntsville, it's going to be worth it, folks. You want to grab those tickets. Also, another caveat. It says, I'm reading, this is a strange language. It's on the ticket. You don't have to do anything other than give your email address and your name. But there's a box where it says, I pledge that I will support Luther Strange. I recommend you check that box. Don't omit checking that box, because I suspect, Paul, and I know you would suspect too, that will be used as a filter. So that when they run out of tickets, all the people that checked the box, I support Luther Strange, are going to get tickets. And the people who didn't aren't. So check that box. I support Luther Strange. And there's another strange bit of text there. It says, each guest is required to RSVP for all, and it's capitalized, all Luther Strange for Senate events, including all adults over age 12. Each attendee must complete registration separately. Okay, so what that means, folks, I don't know what they mean. RSVP for all Luther Strange for Senate events. Just whatever there, wherever there's a box saying, I love Luther Strange, check it. If they ask you, do I want to go to all Luther Strange events, check it. Yes, I do. Because these, to me, Paul, these appear to be crowd filters. What do you think?
I think you may be right.
Since it's a limited supply.
I disappoint.
Yeah. So Luther Strange, who has shown that he's not ethical because he's now continuing to run completely dishonest ads about Roy Moore. Right now, they're spending $1 million more this week on completely, way more than $1 million, but at least $1 million on more dishonest ads about Roy Moore, saying that he doesn't support the wall. And, you know, Paul, that was an amazing bit of chicanery and lying. In an interview, Roy Moore had said he was talking about ways to control our border, and he was making the point that internal enforcement is easily as important as a wall. And everybody who's familiar with immigration knows this. And then he was saying that a wall is not the be-all and end-all. You've got to have more than a wall. But they turned that, by splicing things together, they turned that into he doesn't support the wall. Utterly false, utterly dishonest. And I'll go to a story about that. The Tea Party, the largest Tea Party in Alabama, in Wetumpka, just outside of Montgomery, the lady who heads that largest Tea Party, she is livid at the Luther Strange forces and Mitch McConnell. And so they're, I'll tell you what, they're lighting a fire all over Alabama right now against Luther Strange. So now, more good news. I got to talk fast and squeeze it all in. Dr. Sebastian Gorka has announced he is flying to Alabama to join Sarah Palin in their statewide tour, the Great America Tour, and they formed, I'll go to it in just a minute, I'll give you the actual names, but Sebastian Gorka is going to speak on Roy Moore's behalf in Alabama. This is a big deal. This is wonderful. Steve Bannon is weighing in big time in this race, and so we'll get to that. Let me see if I can have any other good news I want to throw in early here. Let's see. I think I must have been thinking all night about the Ann Coulter's fantastic interview on Sunday and her fantastic column day before that. And I'll tell you, this is turning out to be pretty darned exciting. Now, Ann Coulter, in both of these pieces, was sort of venting her worst fears and her darkest thoughts. And that's good. That's good she did that. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of sunshine that's appeared in the last 24 hours that indicates her darkest fears are not about to materialize. Here's another. Well, let's go. Let's go to Rocket Man. See if I can't play that right now for you. Much more interesting to listen to Donald Trump than me.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
Wow.
Now, there's a little music here. Let's see if I can get through that. This is Fox News. Let me skip forward here. Let's get to Donald Trump himself. By the way, more good news at Fox News. Laura Ingraham has been given a show, I believe, right after Sean Hannity. One of the listeners to our show called me and said she is now scheduled after Sean Hannity. This is huge. Okay, now here is Donald Trump without all that music and stuff.
If the righteous many do not confront the wicked few, then evil will triumph.
Well, this is not it either. This is Fox. You know, I'd rather hear Donald Trump. I don't want to hear music in the background. Let's see here. Where is the actual audio here? Please, Fox, give me some straight audio. Let's try again here.
That the denuclearization.
Oh, they're going to do this music thing on me. Okay, well, I'll find it before the show's over. I'll find somebody who actually just gives us the news and doesn't give us music.
Do you think that music is actually from the event itself, though, and you may not be able to filter it out?
No, it's Fox. It's Fox putting it in there. They're trying to put dramatic music and overlay over Trump's voice to, you know, kind of make their broadcast more sexy, but it just impairs it utterly. Anyway, folks, the takeaway is this. Donald Trump, a tremendous speech. And the presidential nature, the towering leadership, you could see that those leaders of almost 130 other nations were utterly in awe. They were mesmerized by Donald Trump. Well, I don't know, awe might be the right word. Let's just put it this way. They look like deer in the headlights. That's a better. And you can see each one of these third world people was worried like a deer in the headlights that Donald Trump might mention their country and then they might be going home to a firing squad. it was beautiful. All right. Let's open the phones up here. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And that is our phone number. You can call and get on the air here. Eager to get you on the air. Let's go to some of these tremendous stories. Here we are at Breitbart. Dr. Sebastian Gorka to campaign for Judge Roy Moore alongside Sarah Palin in Alabama. Huge. Next story. Let me see, I'll get into the detail of this. Here is a quote from Dr. Gorka. President Trump told me he is still committed to the original MAGA, Make America Great Again agenda. We are here, he and Sarah Palin, to support Trump in a time when he is surrounded by people who had nothing to do with the success of November 8th and the true MAGA agenda. Gorka added that he plans to back all candidates who are just as anti-establishment as Donald Trump was last year. He said, Donald Trump was the quintessential anti-establishment candidate. The right and left-wing elite are trying to undermine the people's choice for president. We will work with any American who has had enough of the swamp's business-as-usual attitude and their elitist policies. Gorka has joined a group called the MAGA Coalition, along with the Great America Alliance. And they are co-sponsoring a Thursday evening Palin-Gorka rally in Alabama. I don't know what town. The new group, MAGA Coalition, will feature Sebastian Gorka as chief strategist, which was the title that Stephen K. Bannon had when he was in the White House. Bannon is now back at Breitbart News and is also supportive of Moore's candidacy in Alabama. Let's see here. Well, I'll have more of this. It's all good news. Roxanne's holding on the line in Texas. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, folks, let's go right to Donald Trump. I finally got it here. I went to the Right Side Broadcasting video, which is YouTube, which is so much better than any of the networks. This is our new media that's coming up that really gives us the news. Well, here it is. Here's Donald Trump. All the leaders of the world, all the ambassadors, and plenty of the presidents and prime ministers in this audience here. Is our president in a shining moment.
In the assassination of the dictator's brother using banned nerve agents in an international airport.
I kind of cut in there. This is when Kim Jong-un assassinated his own brother in the Kuala Lumpur airport.
We know it kidnapped a sweet 13-year-old Japanese girl from a beach in her own country to enslave her as a language tutor for North Korea's spies. If this is not twisted enough, Now North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles threatens the entire world with unthinkable loss of human life. It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict. No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able, but hopefully this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is all about. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do. It is time for North Korea to realize that.
Now, so you heard it there, folks, referring to Rocket Man. And, you know, I mean, he did not mince words. Totally destroy. And, whoa. And then he goes on to talk about the, you know, the Venezuelan dictator Maduro. And he says Venezuela is failing. He smashes out at socialism and communism. Just brilliant. So many of the so-called leaders in that room were actually being nailed by Donald Trump in this speech.
What was the reaction of the people there? Did they just sit there in silence or what?
Yes. The room, I mean, it was yes, Paul. They were, I mean, one guy, which one was it? When he started talking about this guy's country, he started playing with his cell phone. Because, you know, well, all these dictators, you know, the ambassadors, of course, they're just lackeys. And, you know, they're complicit in the crimes of their leaders, of course. But they know that if they take a tongue lashing, if their country is spanked by the president of the United States on world television, they know that when they get home, they will probably, this is the way dictatorship works. This is the way Stalin's regime worked. You know, Stalin, Solzhenitsyn wrote about this. If you were a prisoner of war during World War II, Stalin was likely to execute you when you were freed because you, you know, I mean, that's the way it worked. And so these guys sitting in there, to answer your question, Paul, yeah, they look like they just ate something really bad. They wanted, they wanted to be somewhere else. It was wonderful to see what our president did today. Roxanne, hang on. We're going to go to your call right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. Now, a little more audio from Donald Trump today at the UN, in front of that marble backdrop with which you're familiar, with the entire UN. You could hear a pin drop. Here he is being very presidential. He's being very much the peace president that we on this show have pronounced him to be, in our judgment, over and over again. Great leadership. The only man on earth calling out the North Korean threat. The only one doing it, and doing it, you could hear this audience recognizing this man is speaking the truth. Listen to what he says here. A peace president who believes in peace through strength, and it's awesome strength.
It is time for North Korea to realize that the denuclearization is its only acceptable future. The United Nations Security Council recently held two unanimous 15-0 votes adopting hard-hitting resolutions against North Korea. And I want to thank China and Russia for joining the vote to impose sanctions along with all of the other members of the Security Council.
Let me pause it right there. Paul, you asked about reaction. Right there, the Russian delegation is shown on camera grinning from ear to ear. Very happy, because and they're talking to each other like, oh yes, here is you know, President Trump is doing what they they do love Trump, and they're saying, here he is, he's complimenting us, and this is what we expect. And they're clearly pleased by what he's saying, because Trump is complimenting Vladimir Putin and the Russians for doing the right thing.
Thank you to all involved. But we must do much more. It is time for all nations to work together to isolate the Kim regime until it ceases its hostile behavior. We face this decision not only in North Korea.
Then he goes on to talk about other nations. So that was very good. And then let me do this, Paul, sort of my footnote to yesterday's show. And if Ann Coulter were listening right now, this is what I would say to her to cheer her up, this very, very great, very brilliant woman. What she may not have focused on enough in her last two pieces is a fact of, you know, Pat Buchanan, early on in the Trump campaign, he said, we are now in uncharted waters. We've never been here before. Well, something that Donald Trump has given us that we've never had before is what he described in every rally. He said, we are not a campaign, we're a movement. And to Ann Coulter, I would say, don't hang your hopes on every up, down, or motion or advisor or person anywhere around the Trump administration. Realize that what we now have is something we've never had. We're not dependent on one man or what his office does. He has created a movement that includes all of us. And what we're going to see in Huntsville on Friday, and in event after event, and in issue after issue, is that this movement has a life of its own. This wingman phenomenon that I've been describing. I guess I'm trying to describe what the Trump phenomenon is. This is something new we've never seen. Donald Trump has with us this giant movement that he has created, and it's not going away. Now, Ann Coulter shows she's aware of this, of course, in her essay. She says, you know, well, if we have to go to a third party, it would end up being a Trump party. Well, what she's acknowledging there is this Trump movement, it's all of us. And then in terms of a third party, let me say this, being myself one of the directors of a third party, the American Freedom Party, I think the real action is right where Donald Trump has placed it, right where Steve Bannon has it, right where Sebastian Gorka has it, and that is recapturing the Republican Party. The third party option is a remote one. Recapturing the Republican Party, that's where the action is, and that's where the Trump train, the Trump movement, that's where we function, that's where we come in. And Paul, it's very, very exciting, because it gives all of us a very active role. Folks, you can make a difference at any one of these rallies. And what is incumbent upon us is to not, you know, wring our hands or moan that Donald Trump single-handedly by himself is not Superman and can't solve every problem all by himself. He needs our help. And when he steps into the breach as he did at the United Nations today, he is magnificent. He is a towering figure. Anyway, I haven't looked at Ann Coulter's latest. I don't know if she's got something new out, but I love her, and I appreciate her worrying. But wow, is the news good? Coming into the future here. Let us go to Roxanne in Texas. Roxanne, are you there? Can you hear my voice?
Yes, sir. You can hear me?
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I appreciate all that Donald Trump is trying to do or says he's going to do and what y'all do. But nonetheless, the story is, since Obama, since Bush, we've been bombing seven countries. And they're talking about harming more people. Have you ever? I've been in a war. I was in the Gulf War. So I don't know if you know what a little girl at 11
years old. Wait a minute, Roxanne,
hang on,
Roxanne. It's a short show, so we can't get into too much detail. I apologize for that. But Roxanne, Donald Trump has not proved to be, I guess you're saying we don't want to be in wars. Donald Trump campaigned on that, and he has not put us in wars. He did one night's missile attack against planes only in Syria. He knocked out a few obsolete Russian MiGs. He has not launched any war. He hasn't expanded or grown any war. He has remained the peace president he pledged himself to be. Now, in Afghanistan...
You've seen a child blown up. You've not seen it.
Okay, Roxanne. Okay. Oh, Roxanne. Listen,
seven
Roxanne.
Countries.
Okay, Roxanne, thank you. I think we went through this once before, Roxanne. Thank you very much. Please don't call with the same story again, okay? Come up with something new and something that's current and germane to the Trump presidency. Thank you very much, Roxanne. And folks, let me address this. You'll hear me treat boo birds to Donald Trump in this way. I won't mention names here, but we had one caller. I would say to him over and over again, can you possibly say anything good about Donald Trump? And this person in Wisconsin was unable to do that. At least 20 times I asked him, is there anything good that you can say about Donald Trump? Couldn't come up with anything. Okay, that's not helpful. That's not creative, and we don't want it on this show. If you've got something creative, helpful, Donald Trump, I agree with Jared Taylor. He is the last best hope for us. And the things he has done for us so far are tremendous. What I'm excited about is what we can actually do. Now, let's go back to the beginning of the show. I said what something you can do out there is get to this Huntsville rally on Friday at 7 p.m. Oh, the doors open at 4 p.m. So you want to get there early. You've got to get tickets. I wish I had an easy address for you. They're not available at whitehouse.gov right now. Just Google Donald Trump Rally Huntsville tickets or any version of that. You will be taken to an Eventbrite website where all you have to do is put in your name, your email address. There's a little box. Do I support Luther Strange? Do I pledge to support him? Please check yes in that box in case that's a filter that where Luther Strange, this unethical person, might exclude you from the event. And then go to the event. I'll tell you what, if I lived anywhere within 300 miles of Huntsville, I'd be there for sure. And it's going to be a very important event. The harbinger of races coming up. You see, this race, this Senate race, is all by itself. This is a race to replace Jeff Sessions. It's an off election. But it's a harbinger of the 2018 elections coming up where Democrats will be replaced by good people on the Trump train. And also, the Mitch McConnell types, maybe we can replace some of them. Elect a Roy Moore instead of a Luther Strange. And there you go. Paul, your thoughts on any of the above?
I wonder why people, if they have nothing good to say about Donald Trump, call into the Trump phenomenon. There's areas around the edges on which I'm sure we all disagree a little bit. But and when you challenge that caller from Wisconsin, can you think of one good thing to say about Trump? If he didn't, it really is all a bit insulting to call into a show called the Trump phenomenon. If you, it's not a matter of discussing. These people simply just want to trash it. Well, we've got CNN and ABC and NBC, et cetera, et cetera, that can do that.
Yes, exactly. And the kind of creative concern that I really appreciate, that of Ann Coulter yesterday on the Sunday interviews and then in her column, that kind of being really... on her toes. I really appreciate that. That's great. Steve Bannon's doing that. Laura Ingraham's doing that. Sean Hannity's doing that. All of these great hosts and writers are doing it. We're doing it right here. But taking shots at Donald Trump, that is stupid. And it's very counterproductive, and it's very damaging to our future. The things that this man has done for us already are towering. He's changed. For instance, Donald Trump has already changed the whole landscape of politics in America. It will never be the same again. There is right now this roaring movement of patriots who sense we can win. They just did. They just did win. And they're not going to go back into that dark night quietly. They have realized we can win. We can save our country. They've realized how late the hour is. And it's simply, this is the message of encouragement that I would give to Ann Coulter, is that, and she herself is one of the giants in having helped to create this movement, which is bigger than Donald Trump. I guess that's another way to put it. It includes Donald Trump, but it's bigger than Donald Trump. And what's wonderful about that, of course, Donald Trump being 71 years old, he is not Superman. He will not be immortal. He is a giant. He is a titan. But we need a movement, a transformation of our whole culture, of our whole behavior, as a white family. We white folks need to seize control of our own future, take responsibility for us, for it, and I love this anecdote from the War Between the States, Paul, when Nathan Bedford Forrest his unit was surrounded, and everything looked hopeless. One of his commanders said, "General, sir, your orders." And Nathan Bedford replied, "Charge!" "In all directions." that's what we need to do. We do need to charge in all directions, and until we win, you know, on each issue, on each thing. And of course, as Paul was saying yesterday, and as Ann Coulter said in another column I read, they said Donald Trump won. What did he win on? He won on several issues: immigration. And then I think it was Ann Coulter who said, and jobs, and making America great again. But it's immigration. And let me come up with another good story here for you folks. This is army of us in action. Here it is. I'll give you an example of it. This is a woman who's probably just a person just like you down in Wetumpka, Alabama. Exclusive to Breitbart News. Wetumpka Tea Party leader slams Mitch McConnell group for deceptively editing video from event to attack Roy Moore. Headline: Montgomery, Alabama. Matthew Boyle, you'll start to recognize that name, Breitbart employee. Becky Gerritsen, the president of the Wetumpka Tea Party in Wetumpka, Alabama, just outside Montgomery, here has a message for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's PAC Senate Leadership Fund. Stop deceptively editing videos to attack conservative Judge Roy Moore. Last week, Senate Leadership Fund was caught splicing together videos from two separate events in an out-of-context manner. In other words, deceptively editing videos to make it appear as though Judge Moore does not support President Donald Trump's planned border wall. Of course, such attacks not only are untrue, but they hurt President Trump and his agenda because they falsely suggest division between him and the GOP frontrunner for the nomination for the U.S. Senate in Alabama's special election. Now, that election, by the way, folks, is December 12th. But the runoff, the primary, is this coming Tuesday, September 26th, I think it is. Gerritsen is speaking out now calling on Alabamians to reject McConnell's underhanded tactics that hurt the Republican Party and the likely nominee for the U.S. Senate. And here she goes. Listen, this is the way we all need to sound, folks. This wonderful woman, Gerritsen. The swamp's fervor continues to bubble up in Alabama, Gerritsen told Breitbart News exclusively in response to the falsified attack ads. Mitch McConnell and the Senate Leadership Fund have released a new ad for their chosen one, Big Luther Strange. Rather than focusing on the positive qualities of their candidate, they once again have resorted to using their opponent's words out of context to create a lie. This is the swamp's modus operandi. And she goes on, it keeps getting better and better. That's a wingman for Donald Trump in action. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
We're back, folks.
Things to be done all over the world, but let's
but let's rebuild America first. Well, we're in our last segment here with Paul Fromm, and in our short little show here, The Trump Phenomenon, doing our part every night, 5 days a week, and then more extensively on Sunday in 3 hours, recognizing that what Donald Trump is right. It hasn't been a campaign. It's been the creation of a movement. And like this wonderful woman, Becky Gerritsen, of the Wetumpka Tea Party, what could sound more down-home than the Wetumpka Tea Party, Paul?
Yeah, down-home Alabama.
Yeah. Folks, that's what this is all about. Thousands of Wetumpka Tea Parties all over America. Good people like Becky Gerritsen, who had been giving up on politics in recent decades, who are now, they've tasted victory. They're not going to let go. They are going to demand the best from Donald Trump that he can give. If he falters, hey, we're gonna pick him up. We're gonna help him out. We'll send in our reinforcements. And you can imagine the beleaguered state of mind that Donald Trump must at times feel he is in the swamp. So I love this. I love what we're doing, and I'm not disappointed that it this isn't a fairy tale story, Paul, in which Donald Trump, one man by himself, fixes everything for all of us for all time. I'm not disappointed that that isn't the scenario. The scenario is that Donald Trump, folks, has started something. He's created something that changes everything. And I mean, my life's different. The prospects that I saw for all of us. Well, I'm like Ann Coulter when she wrote Adios America. That's how she felt. She felt Adios America. And her next book was In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome. That was her next book. Her next book. I mean, her life was changed by the arrival of this man. And I can say the same for myself. I've told this story. I guess I'll keep telling it. On November 8th on this show, when it hit us that Donald Trump had actually won, and all these wonderful things that he was bringing were now going to become real. I went upstairs and told my 6-year-old and my 12-year-old, I guess 5 and 11 then, their lives had just gotten a whole lot better. Well, we will be back with you again tomorrow night as we build toward this exciting event on Friday. Be with us. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.